a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. Tim has the morning off. It's 7:30 and right now downtown 23 degrees.
All clear on the freeways and city streets. I'm Eric Butler.
KSL's top story this hour. Representative Chris Stewart is leading an effort among Utah's congressional delegation to raise money for two Republican candidates in Georgia. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the Stewart campaign intends to hold a virtual fundraiser next month with other GOP members of the state's delegation for the Georgia Battleground Fund, a joint fundraising committee between the incumbent Georgia Republican senators and the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
The Democrats are desperate to win these two seats. If they do, then they have absolute power. They will change our nation forever. We cannot let them do that.
Both Senate races in Georgia are headed for a January 5th runoff election with control of the U.S. Senate at stake. The GOP currently holds 50 seats to the Democrats' 48, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris holding the deciding vote in the event of a tie. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The South Summit School District hasn't had to close its schools this fall because of COVID-19, but it's expecting more cases after Thanksgiving and Christmas. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas says they're planning a couple of weeks of remote learning just to be safe.
South Summit plans a week of remote learning for its 2,000 students after Thanksgiving, November 30th to December 4th. After Christmas, remote learning starts January 4th. Students will be back in the classroom January 11th. District leaders say they're taking proactive steps because of the increased risk of exposure during the holidays. The Summit County Health Department has endorsed the plan, saying it gives anyone who's been exposed a chance to get tested if they develop symptoms of COVID-19. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Health experts around the country are also saying having a self-quarantine period after a big Thanksgiving get-together is a good idea.
If they're able to get a test that's negative, if you stay at home for about 7 days, you should be in the clear.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Imran Ali says people can protect themselves or protect others from potential infection by staying home for a time. Hospitals around the country are bracing for a surge of infections that will likely hit a few weeks down the road. You might have to take the coronavirus vaccine to get on an airplane.
Australian airline Qantas says they'll likely be requiring it soon for international travelers. It's something Korean Air and Air New Zealand are thinking about, too. ABC News correspondent Andy Field says while airlines in the U.S. may not require it,
Delta Airlines plans a first-of-its-kind transatlantic COVID testing so passengers can fly from Atlanta to Italy without having to quarantine when they arrive.
The goal is to keep these countries safe from another outbreak of coronavirus, which is why some airlines are also talking about launching a vaccination passport to electronically verify you got your shot. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Have you gotten an unsolicited offer to participate in a COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial and get paid for it? KSL TV's Deanie Wimmer reports it's a scam.
The Better Business Bureau says scammers are offering up ways to get a vaccine by telling people they can take part in clinical trials. And they say we'll likely see more of these fake offers as coronavirus cases continue to skyrocket.
The BBB says companies working on legitimate COVID-19 vaccines are not reaching out to people. So if you didn't ask for information, just delete it. For the first time ever, the Salvation Army is taking its Red Kettle campaign online for donations. National Commander Commissioner Kenneth Hodder says the pandemic is hurting collections this year.
With the decline in the number of available retail locations, the national coin shortage, the fact that there is less retail foot traffic, the Salvation Army's traditional fundraising mechanisms are at risk.
People who want to take part in the Salvation Army campaign can go to rescuechristmas.org. Hey, so weather with Grant Wayman. We've got clear skies out there this morning for Black Friday.
Definitely get some colder temperatures out there this morning. Everybody needs to bundle up. Temperatures for this weekend, though, aren't looking too bad, with high temperatures topping out in the low 40s for both Saturday and for Sunday.
Grant says some places along the Wasatch Front this morning are coming in with temperatures in the lower 20s. Highs later on are only going to climb into the upper 30s. It was a busy holiday for Utah ski resorts that are up and running. UDOT tweeted out a picture of a full parking lot from Brighton at 10 a.m. Be sure to check with the resort in advance if you decide to head up today. Park City Mountain Resort requires a reservation, while some others do not.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.